I'm Josephine Reed from the National Endowment for the Arts with the Chairman's Corner, a weekly podcast with Mary Ann Carter, Chairman of the Arts Endowment. This is where we'll discuss issues of importance to the arts community and a whole lot more. In the past, the podcast is focused quite naturally on the work we're doing to process the CARES Act applications and get the money to grantees as quickly as possible. This week, we're going to take a look at some of the other work we're doing as well. And here's Mary Ann Carter to tell us about it.
Well, it is hard to believe we are in week 12 of this pandemic and our isolation. But despite everything that has gone on in these last 3 months, the National Endowment for the Arts has continued to function as a full agency with everyone working. And obviously, we have given a lot of attention and priority to the CARES Act, and of course, we still do. But that hasn't stopped all the other things that the agency works on a daily basis. A couple things that we have released in the past couple weeks. We released a great report on theater for young audiences, talking about the importance of theater in the lives of America's youth. We soon will be releasing a survey that we took among the national service organizations that will talk about what reopening means for them, what it looks like, what are some of the best practices. And of course, you know, so many of our events got canceled, but we're trying to redo and renew some of those things as well.
And I know one program that is very dear to your heart is Poetry Out Loud, and that did get canceled this year.
It did, and it was so unfortunate. And yes, I love Poetry Out Loud. The first time I sat in on that contest, I was so blown away, and I have been such a big proponent of it ever since. But yes, so we had to cancel the national finals in D.C., of course, as you know, we partner with the Poetry Foundation in this contest. So the Poetry Foundation went ahead and gave every state champion a $1,000 check. And what we are doing is promoting their recitation of one of their poems. So every finalist has been asked to submit to us a video of them reciting one of the poems they have picked. And we have been pushing that out and providing content to ourselves, but also providing some exposure to these phenomenal state winners. I would have much rather had them all in D.C. and performing on stage, but I'm glad that we were able to come up with an opportunity to make sure this extraordinary work is recognized.
I know we have videos from 34 students, and there's another 36 or so that are going to be sending them in the coming weeks. That's a lot of video.
It is, and it's great. It's great content. It's great for the students, and it's another great way to take this terrible pandemic and move things online so we can even expand to a broader audience than typically would sit in the theater in Washington watching the finals.
And all the videos are on our YouTube channel, so people can easily access them and enjoy them as much as we do.
Absolutely.
And the Artworks blog is known for looking at the full spectrum of the arts and looking at them from diverse viewpoints by using a variety of bloggers. And this has not changed during the pandemic.
Oh, yes. We have been so thrilled to host several guest bloggers, artists, arts administrators, people finding a way to make it through the pandemic. I'll give you a couple examples. So Michael Gallant, he's a musician and a writer who notes, and I quote, "I find inspiration within my own work, how I nudge and coax it forward, even microscopically, even with life twisted inside out." We also had Betsy Featherston in a guest blog. She's the director of the Columbia City Gallery in Seattle, and she explores the therapeutic value of the arts, which is so important right now, and how other cultures approach mourning. So just really great content that I know people would be interested in. And you know, you and I do this podcast. I don't want our listeners to forget, though, about our Artworks podcast as well. And you know,
the other podcast.
Yes. And hopefully many of those listening are already familiar with that podcast. And it's also hosted by you, Joe. You do so many amazing interviews. And one in particular that I would recommend is your recent interview with Brent Benjamin, the director of the St. Louis Art Museum. And he's also president of the Association of Art Museum Directors. And what you guys talked about was a museum's journey from closing as the pandemic gained force to its transition as a museum works to reopen. And I thought it was a great conversation. So I encourage our audience to have a listen to that.
Well, I think that is a fabulous place to end it, Marianne. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
And I'll talk to you next week.
That was Marianne Carter, Chairman of the Arts Endowment. Discover our content, from research to blogs to podcasts to videos, all that and a lot more at arts.gov. I'm Josephine Reed. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.